have a quorum because there's four of us at least. So thank you all for being here. As far as the roll call, we've got Dan Ditto and Scott Saffenfield, Paula Tu, and I'm Brian Holtz. So we're all here, and we also have staff here as well. So at this point in time, I think we'll turn to our one item of business, which is a property variance request at 808 South, 600 East, for a minimum lot width acceptance for legal building lot variance in the residential low zone area. That's been brought by, the application is by Mr. Earl Tingey. And at this point, we'll turn the time over to staff for staff's presentation.
All right, thank you, board, for being here, and the applicants for being here as well. Typically how I do my reports is that I trust that you guys have read the staff report, and I just hit on a few key things so we can keep the ball rolling.
Excellent.
So the property is located, as you said, at 808 Southeast as part of the Centerville Orchard subdivision, Plat C. This lot number is 308. The internal property has no buildings, is 0.2 acres, and is in the residential low zone, currently operating as a family orchard. Mr. Earl Tingey met with me prior to two DRC meetings to establish on whether or not this lot would be a developable lot. During the DRC committee discussions, the city staff were a little bit undecided in the beginning of the discussion as to whether or not the lot was truly considered a valuable variance request. Staff acknowledges that there are differentiating views regarding whether the hardship is self-imposed, but concluded that based on these facts that has been presented by Mr. T, the hardship does not seem to be self-imposed in this case, as a historical decision was made many years prior that was out of his control. Staff also agrees that without this variance, this subject property could not be reasonably used for the intended residential dwelling use purpose, as residential low is. Denial would effectively deprive the lot of one of its primary uses. In the staff report, it went over how the applicant and I, as well as other staff, kind of reviewed the standards and decided where we stood on this matter. So, city staff is of the position of this request for a variance that it does appear to meet the requisites of a variance. So, if you have any questions for me, I can answer the questions that you might have, but I really think that Earl did a great job with describing it in his explanation of why he would want this, and I think that he would also do a really good job of going into more details rather than me kind of do the second hand of it.
Okay. I have a couple of questions, and I'll let Paula ask some questions, but I think this is implied, at least I should imply it from everything I read, but this lot has always been in the Tingey, well, always, for several years now, has been in the Tingey family. It's not like they bought this after all this was done. This happened while they owned the lot, which I think is critical, frankly. I mean, had they bought this with this problem, I would have a very different view of it, but the fact that this happened while they owned it and it was not something that they had anything to do with, and it sounds like there was probably some potentially could have been some real hard feelings over it. They chose a little different path to not make a stink about it and not cause problems, which frankly, currently, especially in our current political environment, I for one appreciate that they took the position they did. So the other question I had was And this goes, Mike, I think more for, well, either one of you at staff, but I think as we are going through this process, I just want to make sure that I understand. Just want to make sure that you know that I start on time.
Yeah. I'm going to sit over here.
Okay, okay. So just let the record reflect that Lisa just arrived. So I am going to try to make some specific findings vis-a-vis the motion itself, just because I think that's our job. So to the extent that any of those are inconsistent or incorrect, that's where we need you. I'm going to need you to step in, okay, personally. But that was my one big question, and then just a kind of a follow-up on that. Did you have questions?
My questions is, because it's so narrow, will they have any trouble meeting your setbacks, your side setbacks? Is that something that will have an additional variance request on? Should we grant something now?
As I understand it, so the lot itself, right, we're not looking at frontage, we're looking at the width, and we say typical home width, 60 feet. Because we're only requesting to take off about 3 feet, I personally do not see a buildable lot being hindered that much by 1.5 feet on each side. So buildable, even with that three and a half feet taking off, I think that we should be okay. I do not think that we're going to need to have you guys propose a variance for the side yard setbacks.
Well, I would think, because I think at least one of our findings is going to be that this is not a material issue vis-a-vis the frontage, that I think if you, assuming that this were to be approved, I don't know that you could argue on the one hand that it's not material and then come back later and say it was material. Does that make sense? To me, at least.
Okay.
If it's not material to the point that we're going to approve it, it shouldn't be material. They should be able to fit whatever they need to fit on here.
Yeah.
And they need to stay within whatever those setbacks
right.
are.
Correct.
I think.
I agree with that logic.
So... and it shouldn't make, plus I did look, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the survey seemed to indicate that the so the front of the lot is where the problem is, the frontage.
Wow.
That's the 3.5 foot problem. On the back, of course, this might be because it's angled. That's why it's longer,
and
right?
Yeah, it's a width issue of the entirety of the lot. It's
yeah.
60-foot width, and I can't hit it.
Yeah. So, again, though, I think if it's immaterial enough for us to grant the variance, it should be immaterial enough that they shouldn't need more.
Agreed.
More width, more changes to make the
agreed.
Setbacks work.
The lot is in question, not what goes on the lot.
Right, right, right. That's just my two cents worth, Paula. But good question.
That's a very good question.
Does anybody online have a question?
Does anybody, yeah. Dan or Scott or David?
No, it seems very, very clear to me. I think it makes a lot of sense. I also think that as a matter of public policy and facilitating resolution of troubles and problems, that this is also a good result. So I feel like it's not only immaterial to the lot, but I think as a matter of governance, it's a good idea to allow people to resolve matters peaceably. And to the extent that we can facilitate that without doing harm to anybody, I think it's the right approach.
Scott or David, anything further?
Yeah, this is Scott. I agree with Dan, so I would say ditto to Dan, what he just said. Completely. I do wonder, I mean, for this particular situation, it seems clear cut, and I agree with Dan. I do wonder about precedent and other situations. Is there a way to say something that makes it very clear that this is a very specific and unique circumstance or a narrowly defined circumstance so that it couldn't be leveraged by somebody else in a less noble way?
Yeah, as you know, we always strive to make sure that any time, to the extent we do grant a variance, which we do not do very often, if we do, at least it's always been my view that variance is site-specific. It is based on the specific findings, facts, and circumstances, which, at least from my perspective, again, if somebody could repeat a similar situation, I think we would have the same result, and we should. We should be consistent in that result. But if they don't match up to these same facts and circumstances, if one of them is missing, one of these critical facts and elements, which we're going to have findings for, I think at that point that particular new matter would have to stand on its own. It can't rely on this one because of the facts and circumstances.
Right. In this particular situation, as I read through the staff report, it made sense to me that the circumstances were imposed upon the Tingeys, not self-imposed. It was, you made a mention that it occurred after, they didn't buy the property with the situation, it was opposed, right. Imposed upon. There was also mention that the square footage of the total lot size is still substantial or significant. I don't know if that's relevant, but it seemed to make sense to me. And then lastly, if this were not granted, it would seem quite unfair compared to the other property owners in that area. So I think those are the elements that make this compelling to me.
Agreed.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. David? Dan, did you want to say something else?
Well, I just wanted to add to that. Very rarely do you see a situation where property is acquired by adverse possession. And so I think that makes this situation pretty unique as well.
Yep. David, anything to add? I don't know if he knows he's on mute.
Yeah, that's Dave.
Oh, no, it does, right there. He's on mute. He may not be.
I think I'm on now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I got caught in traffic. I am on my way in, but I don't have any further comments. I think you guys hit all of the high points on this, and I agree with the sentiment that this is something that we need to prepare findings on, but it's a unique situation that deserves serious consideration.
Great. Well, David, just head home because I think this is going to be done before you get here.
Maybe so. Thank you.
All right. If there's no further questions from staff or from the board or anything that council wants to add, nothing, I'm prepared to make a motion. Now, it's going to take me a minute because I've got notes in different places, so just bear with me, please. Okay, here we go. All right. I will make a motion to approve the request for a variance for the minimum 60-foot width requirement. A variance from the minimum 60-foot width requirement for the property to be established at a minimum width of 56.54 feet instead for the property located at 808 South 600 East, known as parcel 02-133-0313, within the residential low zone, with the following reasons for our actions and the following findings. Number one, or A, the Board of Adjustment finds that there is a clear showing of evidence that the conditions justifying the variance request have been substantially met by the applicant because the owner cannot use the property, this is my finding, because the owner cannot use the property for its principal purpose as a residential lot if strict compliance with the lot frontage of 60 feet is required, and that condition was placed upon the owner without the owner's consent or intent. Number two, the Board of Adjustment finds that the literal enforcement of the zoning code would cause an unreasonable hardship for the applicant that is not necessary to carry out the general purposes of the zoning code, again, with the finding that the owner's lot frontage does not meet zone requirements as a result of a neighbor taking on a portion, taking a portion of the owner's land without the owner's consent. I would find also that in this particular instance, because this owner was avoiding a confrontation with the neighbor, that we also are cognizant of that, and from my perspective, that's a reason why we're willing to do this, is that they took a higher road and did a better thing than subjecting it to something worse. Okay, well, I'm going to keep going. C is that the granting the variance is essential to the enjoyment and substantial property right possessed by other property in the same zoning district. With the finding that they are not able to build on the lot. By granting this variance, it would allow them to build on the lot the way others were allowed to build on the lot. D is the Board of Adjustment finds that the granting of the variance is essential. Is that the one I just did?
I think you did C.
Okay. The Board of Adjustments finds that the granting of the variance is essential to the enjoyment of a substantial property right possessed by other property owners in the same zoning district. That the Board of Adjustment finds the variance will not substantially affect the general plan and will not be contrary to the public interest.
That's point E,
with the specific finding that as this is an isolated circumstance and the fact this is an isolated circumstance and facts that will not unduly burden the city or its residents and is unlikely to occur in any other circumstance, given the very minimal difference between the lot frontage required and the lot frontage available in this particular instance. And then as the final one, F. The Board of Adjustment finds that the spirit of Title 12-21-130 is observed and substantial justice provided, which based on all the things we've said and our findings and discussion. And then finally, G, that the Board of Adjustment finds that the variance request should be approved. So that's my motion.
Second.
So we have a motion, second by David Hershey. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it's unanimous. Thank you. That was easy. I wish all of them were that easy.
Well, mine wasn't easy. I was listening to this from Beck Street on.
Oh, but so, you made a motion.
So thank you. And if you have questions, please talk to staff, and we wish you luck.
You will clean that motion.
Can we just get a motion to adjourn?
Oh, David, I'll let you do something since you put all the time to get here.
What was that?
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, I move we adjourn.
I second.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Aye. Thank you.